Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. Today we're in chapter 3 and verse 6. It reads, "But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we also long to see you." The reason for the writing of the letter is now clear. Timothy has come back and brought a response, and so Paul moves from discussing the past to the present. And his present is one in which he is hearing good news. And that's the same word as used for gospel. The gospel's work in them brought gospel to Paul. And that gospel was all about faith and love. The good news was about their faith and about their love. They must have grown in their faith quickly. Timothy was able to help them with that. And they grow in their love as well, because love and faith are always connected, aren't they? They've grown in their love for him, and it must have been so heartening for Paul to discover that they were not simply faithful to God in some cold or detached way, but that they love him. They demonstrate that they truly understand what faith is all about, because it's connected to love. And that's a summary of what Paul thinks Christianity really looks like, isn't it? In Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, faith expressing itself through love. That's the only thing that counts. And the way they feel about him is that they have pleasant memories. Isn't that what we want in our congregations? Is for all of us to have pleasant memories of each other, especially if we travel, perhaps we have to move away, that we have pleasant memories of that person, or you have pleasant memories of them. It's a wonderful thing to know that we have that kind of connection in our congregational life, pleasant memories of each other. Not always easy memories, not always pleasant all the time, of course, because we do hurt each other and sin against each other and misunderstand each other. But at least, ultimately, as time goes by, we can say, when we talk of that brother or that sister, I have pleasant memories of him, of her. And that tells us that we've had the heart of Christ for one another. The good news of faithfulness that Paul receives is supplemented by good news of reciprocated love. And while it might be possible to have the former without the latter, it's more authentically Christian when they go together. We long to see you. There's a delight we can have in the saints. In Psalm 16, verse 3, "I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight." The noble ones in whom is all my delight. Do we feel that way about each other? Would we miss them if they weren't there? Perhaps you are missing some. Perhaps it's time to plan a reunion. Or perhaps you've not met very regularly with your local group. Why not initiate? No, don't wait for somebody else. Just initiate for a coffee or for a group of people to come together for a breakfast. We need that in each other's lives. We need to have that connection and that fellowship that's real and lasting. Faith expressing itself through love. Why not decide today to pray that you can create pleasant memories with somebody else in your local group, your family group, your location, your congregation, somebody nearby that you can share pleasant times with and create pleasant memories. That's worth praying about today. Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1, verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter: "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care, and God bless.